Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Sweet Sunshine is a made-for-TV musical drama taking unique routes to viewers. On March 20th, this movie will appear over programming services available through smart television sets and gadgets, starting with Amazon Prime. Director Craig McMahon details all when he joins me next. Also ahead, a PGA big deal, that's golf in terms of a deal, comedies on and off Earth, and our new classic trivia question. We're going for our third weekly winner in a row, and it might be you. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A happy Monday afternoon to you, and welcome once again to the program about television. Second day of daylight savings time 2020, and it is gorgeous here in the New York metro area. 68 beautiful degrees, very sunny, very few clouds in the sky, and we hope wherever you are, you're having some good weather as well. We have a terrific guest in store for you over this hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. Just pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And we have our chat room in business. We're going to have somebody in the room, and we thank you for that. And all you got to do is go to be in the room is go to SimonApple04. That's our chat room. And it's available at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. And while the phone is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon somewhere on your Blog Talk, Speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions and other people can be live with you. Craig McMahon from Sweet Sunshine joins us live from Scottsdale, Arizona, after these news notes. Professional golf tournaments under the PGA Tour and FedEx Cup playoff umbrellas will stay on CBS, NBC, and Golf Channel through 2030. Credit that to a 9-year extension of current PGA TV arrangements set to expire at the end of next year. There is one new wrinkle here. ESPN Plus, carrying on smart TV sets and TV devices, now reaching nearly 8 million viewers, will take over PGA Tour live in 2022. The ESPN Plus deal is an exclusive one where smart TV running ventures are concerned. Also, CBS and NBC will alternate coverage of the 3-event FedEx Cup Series. As for ladies' PGA Tour coverage, CBS and NBC will expand event coverage on their broadcast and cable networks, while Golf Channel will carry most of that tour's stops across the country. Fox is going forward with Call Me Cat, adapting a popular BBC British comedy series of recent years. The series centers around 39-year-old Kat, that's K-A-T, living with her mother and opening a cat diner in Louisville, Kentucky. TSA and Robert Carlock, the 30 Rock collaborator set to do an NBC sitcom next season with Ted Danson's Man of Los Angeles, will stay united for an animated comedy at Netflix. Mulligan, that's the name of the comedy, depicts the aftermath of Earth's destruction by aliens and survivors bent on rebuilding their society somewhere else. BentoBox, the animation studio, will do the series, given a 20-episode order by Netflix. Now some quickies before we get to our guest. Unscripted series producer developer Jonathan Hausfeder will create programs for Boardwalk Pictures, whose unscripted catalog includes popular Netflix attractions Cheer and Chef's Table. Radar Films, the venture co-launched by actor Colin Firth, will expand the TV series and documentary specials for global release. And Max von Sydow, the acclaimed actor who played the three-eyed raven on Game of Thrones, passed away yesterday. He was 90. Of course, von Sydow came to being through his collaborations with the great Swedish writer-director Ingmar Bergman, such as The Seventh Seal and the Oscar-winning Through Glass Darkly. Then he became Jesus in The Greatest Story Ever Told, directed by George Stevens. And, of course, he was also involved as one of the key co-stars of The Exorcist, among his many, many theater and movie credits. Once again, Max von Sydow passed away yesterday at the age of 90. And that is news notes for today. Originally, we were going to open the hour with Bill Gammon. He is the global editor-in-chief of Future PLC. That's the organization behind two top trade magazines covering the world of television for people in the business, broadcasting and cable and multi-channel news. He also runs the website Next TV that was launched last fall that deals with smart TV sets, smart devices, and probably delivered through those products. And he is also one of the key organizers of New York City Television Week, which started as a week in October, and this year is adding a spring edition in 2 weeks. Unfortunately, Gannon was called away at the last moment, so he will not be with us today. We are trying to reschedule him for either this Friday or sometime next week, and we will keep you posted. So right now, joining us live from Scottsdale, Arizona, in an interview exclusive, the director of the new made-for-TV movie, Sweet Sunshine, Craig McMahon. Craig, thanks for coming in.
Hey, good afternoon.
It is a pleasure. Craig, there's two stories involved with this film. One is how it's being distributed to viewers, and we'll get to that shortly. But first, tell us about the making of the film. How long has it been in development for?
I think the actual shooting was about 21 days. The script took about 2 weeks, and then we had pre-production of probably 3 weeks. And then post was a little while, a couple months.
And who came up with the idea? And who came up with the idea?
Oh, I did. I've made a lot of family movies, and I wanted to do a movie around the music business. So I decided to put that together.
And tell us what the plot is about. This one has, speaking of music, has a country music setting and a country music plot line that runs throughout.
Yeah, it's a story of rags to riches, about a young guy that wants to become a songwriter, and his career is catapulted into fame right away, and it's really not exactly his cup of tea. He wants to really just write songs. And without giving too much away, he has a problem that happens in the process, and he has to stop what he's doing. But then eventually he meets a girl, and they fall in love. So it's a romance as well as a rags to riches. And that's pretty much my way of looking at it. I know that's not the proper way of looking at it, but that's how I see it. Seeing it.
So you have lots of themes here. You got the rags to riches, dealing with the price of fame, if you will, then dealing with a budding romance and how you you match, let's say, romance with your career. So in putting this together, both as the creator and then directing it, what was going through your mind in terms of how the film got created and how the film was put together?
Well, because it was music driven, meaning those actors actually had to sing those songs. I felt that it was not exactly a musical, but it had a musical feel. So the music was kind of discovered before, and then we worked through the process of taking the actors into the recording studio and then making the score emulate those kind of moods and tones. So it kind of drove the story, actually, which is a little weird for me. I don't normally do it that way, but it was really a wonderful experience to have the music sort of be the guru.
Were the characters based on people you knew or people that you heard about or read about in the world of country music?
Well, actually, my daughter's in the movie, but she wasn't really casted in the very beginning. I wanted her because she's actually she's a vocal performance minor and orchestra and all that stuff. So she has all the knowledge to do that, but she has a busy schedule, and I didn't really think she was going to be able to do it. She's actually a resident at resident doctor at Yale, and I couldn't see if I could get her to do the part of Sunshine. But we had John Way, which I knew John from when he was in high school. He's a very musical, talented kid. So I was just like, he can do this. We can do this. Let's make it happen. So I knew the two main actors and pretty much the rest of the cast. They're I don't know if you know this, Simon, but I make a lot of movies, so I have a lot of access to a lot of actors.
And as a matter of fact, Savannah McMahon, you were just referring to, your daughter, actually had done some films before doing this one.
Yeah, she did with me A Box of Faith, which was very, very successful on Amazon. very successful. And I always wanted to work with her more, but, you know, of course, she has her career, and that's what her thing is, first and foremost.
Did you do this movie in Nashville, or where did you, not there, where?
Well, we did it out here in the Phoenix area and northern Arizona. It has a lot of the real nice locations that give it that feel. We actually had an opportunity to shoot in one of the largest single home log cabin, the largest log cabin in North America. I mean, you could park a small plane in this thing. It was ginormous, but I was just so blessed to have that that main location as TJ's residence after he has his rise in fame.
We're talking to Craig McMahon. He is the conceiver and the director of Sweet Sunshine. It's a new made-for-TV movie starring his daughter, Savannah McMahon, and rising star John Way, and it begins March 20th on Amazon. And unlike most made-for-TV movies that will go on a service like the broadcast networks or Lifetime or Hallmark Channel, etc., this one is coming to you in a very unusual way. It's coming your way first on Amazon Prime Video, and then it will come on other streaming services available either mainly or exclusively on Smart TV Set and Smart TV Life. And we'll get to how that's going to happen very shortly. Craig joins us live from Scottsdale, Arizona this half hour. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom and Adam, I'm with you live from New York. Delighted to have you with us for the program All About Television. Now it's 13th year on the air. We're coming your way live on Block Talk Radio, Speaker and TuneIn Radio, also on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And if you have a question or comment for Craig, radio in at 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Friday night, Tomorrow Will Be Televised, we're going to bring back a guest that we had for you last year when public television stations launched a very unusual series called Poetry in America. It's one of the few television series that showcases the world of poetry, as well as present live poetry readings by some very interesting stars. Well, it's coming back for a second season on your local public television station, so we're going to bring back the producer and host, Alisa New, and we're also have one of the people this year who will be one of the poetry readers. She's the Tony-nominated star of many a Broadway musical, Melissa Errico, and both of them will be with us live as our lead guest Friday, 3 Denise New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Televised. And 1 week from today, we'll join you 1 half hour earlier than normal, 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific. And our lead guest will be the writer and executive producer of the brand-new NBC series launching later this month, Council of Dads, Tony Thalen and Joan Rader. That's Tony and Joan live with us a half hour earlier than normal. Mark the special time, 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How did you put the music together? Who came up with the music, and how did it figure in to the filmmaking?
Well, before I even began writing, I had a basic treatment, an idea, you know, just the basic nuts and bolts of how the story was going to go. And thankfully, the internet allows us to have access to some of the most talented musicians. I mean, it could be in Kazakhstan, it could be in the Netherlands, anywhere. So I scoured the world looking for this type of music. And ironically, I found a lot of this stuff outside of the United States. But most of the songs were created in L.A. by a producer out there. And I can't remember his name for the life of me. But anyway, so I scoured the music, you know, and I kind of came up with a basic mood and tone. And I played these songs during the writing process and the score. So it really intermeshed an interesting way. I've never done it quite that way, but I think it really turns out well, because it's not a musical, but it feels a little bit like that.
How did this film stretch you as a director? What kind of things did you do here that you haven't done before?
That's an interesting question. I'm always stretched. I mean, I always feel like I have so much on my plate, because I also do the camera work and various other aspects of it. But there is an advantage of doing the camera, you know, and directing at the same time. It allows you to keep the vision all the way through, instead of relying on your keys to have different opinions and go off course. But no, it's pretty much been my MO, my workflow. Just the music was interesting, introducing the music. first and foremost, and then working around that. So that was a little bit different for me, but other than that, it's been my same workflow.
Let's get to the other part of this situation, which is the way it is going to viewers. As I mentioned, most made-for-TV movies go on a linear network, a broadcaster, a cable network, either on ABC, CBS, or NBC, or even Fox or the CW, or it goes on a Lifetime, or a Hallmark channel, or HBO, or Showtime, etc. This is not the case here. It's going on Amazon first, and then going on other streaming services that are available on smart TV sets and smart devices. How was that decision made?
The distribution, from an indie point of view, is difficult because for the most part, when you make a product and you make a deal with a distributor, you end up getting gouged pretty harsh. So we decided to take a little bit better of a driver's seat and take a little more control over it. And we use what's called an aggregator, and they basically get it into all the different platforms, and that could be anything on your, all those devices, whatever you have. But we're still, I don't know what networks. I know I'm kind of out of that picture by now, but I don't know what, Lifetime probably. We might talk to them as well and get a TV deal. But Amazon Prime is a huge, huge behemoth platform. They're very competitive, just like Netflix and Hulu. So we just... We love the way that you can market, and they market, actually, too, with their algorithms. They can put the movie, if it's doing well, they can put it up in the front where people see it, like give it good shelf space. So we really like those things.
And Amazon starts it on March 20th. Is this going to go on Roku? Is this going to go on Netflix or Hulu or other services? Has any deals been made for those people yet?
Unfortunately, I don't have that information. You would have to talk with the producer that's handling that and the distributors. Right? I'm not really sure what's going on. They're working on that right now. There's a lot of markets. There's Cannes and the European film market. I don't know what, here's the big problem with something like Netflix. They see a movie and they see, oh, it's got a rising star. They're not interested. But we know that what the people are interested in is not necessarily a name actor. It's got to be good content. And the beauty of Amazon allows our popular content to move up in the ranks. So we know up front Netflix is probably going to give us a horrendous deal. So I don't really know. I really don't know. Maybe they'll come around and say this is really a great thing and offer a great deal. But they have a problem with exclusivity, and we're not really big on exclusivity. We want everybody to have access to the movie. You don't have a subscription to Netflix, you should be able to see the movie. So that's our thing. We just want everyone to see it.
Hey there, we just had somebody just join our chat room. Thanks for coming aboard at Simon Apple 04 by name. A question or comment for Craig, put in the room or make the call, 646-652-2906. And one of the things about Amazon, and we have been covering this the last week or two, is that Amazon also has a linear network available on smart TV sets devices, IMDb TV, which it looks like is going to get into original programming. So there, you might have a second way to get to viewers through Amazon, ultimately.
Yeah, it's funny. Amazon has eaten up a lot of different things. When they purchased IMDb, it was kind of a mixed emotion, but it's probably a good thing. It allows people to go on IMDb and go, hey, I'm really interested in this movie, and boom, the next thing you know, they're over at Amazon. So as far as original content, Amazon Video does do original content, as the series that the original series they create, and also the other ancillaries.
We're talking about Sweet Sunshine. It's the new made-for-TV movie that on March 20th will get to your smart TV set, smart device, and it has Amazon Prime. And we're talking with the creator and director of the film, Craig McMahon, whose daughter, Savannah McMahon, is one of the co-stars. And Craig joins us live from Scottsdale, Arizona this half hour. On tomorrow, we'll be televised. Great to have you with us, wherever you're catching us around the USA, around the world, on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, plus the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Sign up, I'm with you live from New York. It is absolutely gorgeous today. We had 60 degrees plus yesterday. We're going to hit 70 today, 68 at the top of the hour. And if you have a question or comment in our remaining moments with Craig McMahon, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, sign in Apple 04 by name. By the way, next Friday on March 20th, we will have the co-founder and chief executive officer of a new programming service called Rimmick TV. The way it works is this. You get a chance to see pilots for upcoming television series. And if you like it, and you can pay for it, they'll get on the air in a big way. Wade Bradley is the co-founder of Rimmick TV, and he will join us live exclusively a week from Friday, that's March 20th, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Craig, when all said and done, what do you like the most about doing a musical drama like this?
I like the writing is cool. I love being with the actors. I love watching it all come together. I mean, these ideas are just in the ethers out there, and when you when you see it all kind of come together on a screen, you know, you're looking at the monitors. It's, you know, for the lack of a better idea, women get to have children. Men don't really get to experience that quite the same. So you get to see your baby come to life. And then when you put the actors together and you see they breathe new life into this character or that character, I really like being on set most. Editing is a bit of a pain in the butt. I do like to be around the score, making sure that's all coming together. The concept, the marketing, it's all – like I kind of have a lot of fingers in a lot of different places, which keeps it from not getting boring.
Incidentally, how long did it take for the chemistry between the co-stars Savannah and John to come together? Was it very quick chemistry, or did you have to do some work to bring the chemistry out between the two?
Well, these two kids actually went to high school together. And they were both in all the different drama and musical stuff, you know, plays that they have over at their high school. So they had a bit, they knew each other. They, you know, had social things together. So it was probably easier for me because they had a bit of a chemistry already. Not saying, you know, that there was, you know, love interest, but they had a good chemistry right off the bat.
Definitely an old family affair thing all the way around.
I know, right? That's funny, and that was kind of cool because I've been working with other actors that are not related to me, and it was really a nice thing because I could get my daughter with me for 2 weeks. That was beautiful because I don't get to see her much. She's in Connecticut.
Oh, where in Connecticut? What part? Near New York City or near Boston or between the two?
Where is she? Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a resident. Yeah, a doctor at Yale. So Camden or whatever it is.
Yeah, Ivy League persona. What's next for you, Craig? Do you want to stay doing movies or do you want to make a move or at least for a short time into episodic television?
I'm sorry. Do I want to do episodic? Is that what you're saying?
Do you want to do episodic TV or do you want to keep making movies? What's next for you?
Actually, I'm pretty diverse now. I'm actually loving documentaries, docuseries. I've done some on nutrition, spirituality, a bunch of different things. I love feature films because it's just so romantic. You know, the whole idea of making a movie, a story, and watching it come together. I really do like episodic stuff, I think, but there is so much content out there that you have to really stand out, and it does become difficult. I do love episodic TV. I think that's where I want to live, is episodic TV. Do seasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More drama or more comedy or something between the two?
Well, you know, I've been doing both. I started out in horror, and then I drifted into thrillers, and then I went right into family films, ironically. I know, 180. So drama, comedies, romance. I just did a romantic comedy It's going to be coming out about the same time. I forgot about that. That's the beauty of my job, is if you get bored of doing intense dramas and sad and crying, you can turn around and do another movie where that's uplifting and happy and fun, or informative and educational, you know, whatever. So I'm blessed, Simon. I'm blessed.
Definitely got that. And what do you think, before we go, about this world of television that we have now, where you have so many choices where to do a show, whether it is the broadcast networks, cable networks, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, all these new programming services are coming through on smart TV sets and lights. You can do interactive programming now. What do you make of this new big environment of what I like to call plentiful TV?
Well, as an independent producer, you know, you have to face the saturation of all the different products that are out there, and some of them are just multi-million dollar productions, and you have a lot to deal with, again, you know, trying to stand out. But I think what I think is, for an independent producer, is to find a niche, find a genre that is sort of being ignored. But, you know, you do your due diligence and do your research, and you find out there's an audience for it, and you do your best. But it comes down to marketing. A lot of independent producers just ignore that part of it. And marketing's even in the writing stages. I mean, I pretty much know the poster, how it's going to work, what genre it is. Is there a genre? Is it sub-niche, or is it something that people will resonate with? So as an independent producer, you have to take all those things into consideration, because there's just too much competition out there now, and there's too many options for people.
Well, one option that people have in terms of made-for-TV movies is Sweet Sunshine, the movie we've been talking about this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised, and that film begins on March 20th on Amazon Prime. It's available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and other smart TV streaming services will pick up the film not too far down the road. The film again is called Sweet Sunshine, premieres March 20th on Amazon Prime, available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And for more details about the film, here's where you can go online, www.imbd.com. By the way, don't forget the TV service, IMBD TV, also running and owned by Amazon, and they start original programming very, very soon. www.imdb.com. Sweet Sunshine, starting March 20th on Amazon Prime. Other smart TV distributed programming services coming down the road. Clay McMahon, the creator and director of the film, a very big family affair. Thank you for joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona. Pleasure to have you with us. Good luck with the film, and hopefully much, much more TV work from you down the road.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Craig. Take care. All the greatest.
Bye-bye.
Craig McMahon, creator and director of Sweet Sunshine, coming March 20th to Amazon Prime, and then later on to other smart TV programming services on smart TV sets and devices. Joining us live from Scottsdale, Arizona. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming away, including the opportunity to be our third weekly classic trivia contest winner in a row. We'll give you the question and how you get involved shortly, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you are looking for a very interesting romantic tale, well, try this one. Chances Are, by the award-winning writer Richard Russo. It's one of three audiobooks you can get right now at Audible.com, which is owned by Amazon.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and yet inspiration too. Over 108,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing this on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio. What you gotta do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Get three free audiobooks, one month trial to hear them, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And don't forget, two of those selections you get in that one-month trial come from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. That's original audio productions of over three sizes and stripes, great off-Broadway, Broadway, and regional theater from all over the place, and great one-woman and one-man shows, all available to you at any time. So, hear for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. It's a great gift for yourself and for others as well. For all the details, audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, our Clapper Trivia Question of the Week, brand new prize in play. Can we have our third weekly winner in a row? We're going to try, and we'll start the effort and we draw to the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio, speaker, and tune in radio. Blog Talk Radio, speaker, and tune in together. Reach over 40 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Be charged, speaker, bring you music on the couch tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. It's a very eclectic musical hour for you. Check it out. Music on the couch tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And remember, best Beat Charge Speaker coming your way 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tamavi Televised on this Monday afternoon of March 2020. Simon Applebaum with you live from the Big Apple, where it is 68 beautiful, amazing degrees here in the New York metro area, going up to at least 70 degrees. And believe it or not, yesterday was the first day of daylight savings time 2020. Sun did not set until like 7:10, 7:15 New York time. So it looks like we get a lot of daylight between now and when it ends around, November or so. Well, now it's time for our pocket trivia question of the week. And today we're going for our third weekly winner in a row. Over the last 2 weeks, we have had Melanie Christie from Chicago, Illinois, and Diane Montgomery last week from Dallas, Texas, got our contest answer. So now it's time to go for winner number three in a row. And this time, if you are the first with that correct answer, you win a very interesting book whose author was on this program 3 years ago, and the book came out in 2017. It's called On the Front Lines of the Television War, A Legendary War Cameraman in Vietnam. We had the editor of the book at the time, Terry Irving, and the cameraman in question, Tony Hirashiki. Well, you can get this book, which has a great foreword by Nightline's original host, Ted Koppel, and the book is absolutely amazing, and it's published by Casemate, and you can get it if you know the answer to this question. Our question this time deals with one of the great classic comedy series of all time, The Dick Van Dyke Show, created by Carl Reiner. And if you really know your trivia, you know that The Dick Van Dyke Show, when it was piloted, was not called The Dick Van Dyke Show. And in fact, it didn't even star Dick Van Dyke. Carl Reiner was the star. And that's our question. What was The Dick Van Dyke Show's original title? What was The Dick Van Dyke Show's original title? If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full mailing address so that if you are the winner, we'll get the prize out to you. And once again, our prize is the book On the Front Lines of the Television War, A Legendary War Cameraman in Vietnam, published by Casemate, by Yasushuni Tony Hirashiki, edited by Terry Irving. Both of them were on our show about 3 years ago when the book came out. Forward by Ted Koppel. Once again, the question, what was the Dick Van Dyke Show's original title? Again, email me with the correct answer, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. If you're first to do so, you'll be our third weekly winner in a row. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Simon Applebaum is my Facebook page. On Twitter, it is at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. And for those of you who tuned in late, we were hoping today to have Bill Gannon. He is the global editor-in-chief of Future PLC, the folks behind two top trade magazines covering the world of television, broadcasting cable, and multi-channel news. He's also the editor-in-chief of Next TV, the popular new website dealing with the growing world of smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and plumbing services you can get through them. And he's also the key organizer with his company of New York City Television Week. It began several years ago as an event every fall, and this year it's adding a semi-annual spring edition starting March 24th to the 26th. And if you want more details about that event, what you got to do online is go to www.nyctvweek.com. That's nyctvweek.com. Once again, we apologize for Bill not being with us. Something came up near the last minute. We learned from the PR firm that that's the case. We are going to try to reschedule him either for Friday's episode or for one of our episodes next week, either next Monday or Friday. So once again, if you want more details about New York City Television Week, and yes, it is happening in spite of what is going on with the coronavirus, you can once again go online at www.nyctvweek.com. It's www.nyctvweek.com. Incidentally, before we leave, I want to say a further word about the coronavirus situation because we had a commentary about it at the end of our episode on Friday, and afterward we learned that South by Southwest was canceled. It was canceled because the Austin city government requested it, and sad to say, South by Southwest had to deal with their request. They are, by the way, going to try to reschedule if they can before the end of the year. And today we learned that A&E Networks, which was going to have an event here in New York at Lincoln Center in a couple of weeks that allowed press and advertisers to check in and see what the what A&E History, Lifeline, Lifetime, other A&E owned networks were going to do the rest of this year and beyond. But that event has been canceled. They will do a virtual presentation starting the week of March 23rd to advertising agencies. So with that in mind, I'd like to repeat again what I said on Friday for those who missed it, which is this. It is time, it is really time for us as a nation to stop operating out of fear and out of cowardice and start operating as powerful people who can work this situation and bring it to a conclusion. The coronavirus situation, as horrendous as it is, we are not the nation that has the biggest issue with this. China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, other nations have it more. We don't, thank goodness. And that's because of precautions that have been taken and because a lot of people are working 24/7 to contain the virus and find treatments for it. And it's time that the TV industry and other industries, rather than cancel events, stay with their guns, stick with their spirit, and put events on. We didn't stop living after 9/11. We didn't stop living after swine flu. We didn't cancel events after the Ebola crisis. We kept going because we had a faith and because we had initiative that we will deal with this and we will lift this situation. And I promise you, we will lift the coronavirus situation. And now is not the time to cancel events, and now is not the time to get panicky, and now is not the time to operate out of fear. And I hope that the rest of the TV industry that is doing upward events later this month, in April, in May, et cetera, and other events taking place like New York City TV Week, will go on and do the event. Other aspects of New York are not stopping light for this, and neither should the TV industry. And I'd like to hear what you think also. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWTR. We'd like to hear what you think about this. And let's see if we could all get together as a nation, no matter what our political beliefs are, no matter what we think about how it's going now, and let's lick this. I really trust all of us to lick it. And it's time for all of us to stand up as a nation and stop playing scared, and stop playing fearful, and stop playing cowardly, and make events happen. If we say we're going to do an event, let's do it. Let's not cancel. I hope South by Southwest and A&E is the last time we do this, or we hear about a canceled event. Let's stay with the guns, take whatever precautions we have to make it happen, and make these events happen. We don't, as I said, we have to, and I really want to say this again, we did not stop living life after 9/11, which had far more casualties than this. We didn't stop after the Ebola crisis. We didn't stop after swine flu. There are still far too many people that are dying because of the flu every year. And we're nowhere near that with this virus. Nowhere. And let's keep that in mind. And let's go from here powerfully. We'll be back with you on Friday afternoon, and joining us on Friday will be from the PBS series Poetry in America, coming back for its second season, the host and creator, Elisa New, and one of the people who will be doing the poetry this year, the Tony-nominated musical star from Broadway, Melissa Errico. They'll be our lead guest this Friday. Then next Monday, we'll join you at a special time, 1/2 hour earlier than normal. That's 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific, with Tony Phelan and Joan Rader, the writers, executive producer of the new NBC series premiering later this month, Council of Dads. And then next Friday, March 20th, we'll have, among other people, the co-founder and chief executive officer of the unique growing venture, Rivet TV, where you can put shows on the air and pay for what you like. Wade Bradley. That's all coming up this Friday and next week, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in later on today's program, want to catch up on an episode you missed, we'll make it so easy. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version available 24/7 at iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker's podcast app, TuneIn.com, and iHeartRadio.com. With the latter two websites, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you get all our episodes right then and there. Again, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about today's guest? What's your thought about where TV is at and where it's going? And what do you think about the fact that we are canceling too many events because of fear over the coronavirus? Is it time to stop the fear and time to move forward from here? Love to hear from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. So, include your name and your full mailing address if you have a correct answer. One more time, here's the question for you this week. What was Dick Van Dyke Show's original title? Email me if you have the answer, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, if you do, include your full name and your mailing address. So if you win the prize that we've got for you today, which is the book On the Front Lines of the Television War by Tony Hirashiki and by Terry Irving, bought by Ted Koppel, available from Cashmere Publishers, Casey Publishers. You will get that book post-haste. Remember, you can always find me 24/7 on social media at Facebook.com and at Twitter.com at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. We really love hearing from you, and I do respond in 24 hours, whether you email or use social media. Why? Because now more than ever, what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate at Blog Talk is Candace Williams. Andy Toad's Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sundberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of BTR are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow's Show Live was brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a trio of great audio books and a one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow's Show Live, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your week. Make sure you take all the precautions to have you live with the coronavirus powerfully. And we'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, Air Radio, Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to this rest of this week, please make it safe and make it great and live life powerfully. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.